Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Coastal erosion, we know it's always been an issue here in Ireland, but in recent years, experts have warned that when it comes to climate change, our coast is on the front line. Now, late last year, the journal.ie reported that the number of homes at risk of falling into the sea has risen by 173% in the last 5 years. So what is contributing to Ireland's coastal erosion and what can be done to mitigate against it? Well, I'm joined by Professor Mary Burke from the Department of Geography at Trinity College Dublin. You're very welcome, Mary. Thank you for being with us. So what are the areas of the country that are worst affected by coastal erosion presently and are at most at risk?
The worst affected areas are the east coast of Ireland. All areas of Ireland are affected by coastal erosion, but there are definitely hot spots. Mm-hmm. And that has to do with the geography of those locations. And very simply put, in some locations we've got very resilient and resistant rocky coasts, and in other areas they're not made of rock, they're made of what we would call soft sediment. And that's not a geomorphological term, that is just basically it's sand and it's gravel and stuff that even if you went up to kick it, it would fall down in front of you. Mm-hmm. So it's highly erodible.
And explain what's happening now then to create the clear and present danger, if you like.
Well, our coasts have always eroded. So what's happening is the recognition of that is increasing through personal stories of people describing their land and their homes, often coming increasingly closer. And in addition to that, we have the hazard of increasing sea level that's due to climate change. Mm-hmm. So sea level has risen, is rising, and will continue to rise. No change there. We cannot stop it now. For the next 300 years, our sea levels are rising. Mm-hmm. And so now we have to start thinking about, first of all, understanding what effect that will have on us and if there's anything we can do about it.
So is there anything we can do about it?
I would say yes. I would say we need to embrace practices from international jurisdictions that have had this problem, if you think of the Netherlands, for a very long time. And I would like to suggest that maybe we need to address how we deal with it at the moment. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we're looking predominantly at hard engineering solutions. And by that, I mean building walls, putting up armouring to protect dwellings. And that is an approach. And it seems to be the predominant approach in Ireland. And we need to open up and make room now for other approaches, like what we would term nature-based solutions. So using nature to the best of our ability to enhance its properties to do the job that it can do to protect our coastline.
So how would that work? If my house is right on the coast and I'm very much at risk, and there are people we know who are in this situation today, you would probably prefer to have a wall built, wouldn't you, to protect you rather than a nature-based solution. What is more effective, though?
OK, so more effective for how long? More effective for whom? Mm-hmm. So you put in all of these walls and hard engineering stuff. What you're doing is you're increasing the energy of the waves. They're smashing on those rocks and bouncing back with even more energy to erode your local beach. And that energy is moving elsewhere down the coast. So we have to become mindful that whatever we do, it's not just at our house or at our housing estate.
You're moving the problem along.
Exactly. And that's the same for river floods and coastal erosion. So you need this systemic kind of approach to it. You need to understand the system. Mm-hmm. So some nature-based solutions that have been deployed in other jurisdictions would be a nourishing, bringing back the sand. So we have a practice in some beaches where people are going down with their diggers and taking away sand. Stop, okay? Bring the sand back, leave the sand alone. We, as children and as adults with young families, bring our families to the beach for the summer, trample all over the dunes. The dunes are a landform that are protecting our coastlines.
They are the wall. They're the natural
wall. They are the
wall.
So are the salt marshes. So are our estuaries. We need to restore them. Putting up fences, sacrificing maybe a pathway in, providing facilities so people don't need to go into the dunes to do their business, that they actually have the proper facilities there to dispose of their litter, etc. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of practice and management things that we can do, but also as an individual, stop looking to the county councils to start taking action on this, encourage them to do it and support them in doing it. But as an individual, do your bit, stop walking on the dunes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they seem like very practical, but also quite easy things to do. You know, they're simple enough. They're not going to take a very long period of time to do that. Stop taking the sand away and protect the sand dunes.
No, absolutely.
And are we doing that? Are we aware of this?
It's hit and miss. There are some local authorities that are very active in this and some that don't have the resources or time to be focused on that. And then there's just some bad actors who don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mayfane, and they just go and break laws and all the rest. Mm. So it's about this idea of increasing everybody's knowledge and awareness around this problem so everybody can look out and challenge people, as it were.
What about our overall planning strategy? Are we still making mistakes in terms of where we are allowing homes to be built?
Apparently, yes. There was a report recently released where there was planning permission still being given for housing and infrastructure to be built along the coastline. I mean, just to be quite frank, when you talk about people wanting to protect their houses and build walls, I get it, but that's not going to stop it. That's going to slow it. But eventually your home will go into the sea. That there is an inevitability to the rates of coastal erosion with sea level rise,
mm-hmm.
which I said was happening. You're going to also get an increase in the energy of waves. So the rates at which the coastal erosion is happening will increase. The volumes will increase. Already there's places that's 3.5 metres a year. You know, like it's phenomenal in terms of the hotspots of certain locations. So decisions have to be made about what's a good investment. So people talk about the cost of all of this stuff. It's actually an investment in our future. So there's a whole range of things we need to do. Protect what we have. You know, as they say, do what you can where you are with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have these salt marshes, protect them, restore them, do all of that. Keep our dunes intact. Educate people about what good environmental conduct is. And the people who are within 100 metres of our soft coastlines need now to have to be approached about managed retreat. Because eventually it's coming down, and whether they start dealing with it the year before or today is all about a just transition for those people.
Those people who come under the heading of managed retreat, they have to leave.
Yes, they will. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's the timeline?
Well, it depends on where they are, blah, blah, blah. Normal academic response. But basically, I'd be preparing now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you go down to Wexford coastline and you talk to some farmers, they're talking about 40 metres in 40 years. I mean, it's significant. So I would now, this should become part of our discussion.
Yeah, but do we have a national strategy for
this?
You know, for people who will have to leave their homes?
We need one. We've done it in the past. We got people out of the Shannon Basin due to flooding and did manage relocation of them to the East Coast. But, you know, it's one of the most difficult things to do. And so we need to start working out how we might do it fairly and justly right
mm-hmm.
now.
Because, you know, there are so many different arms of the state that need to be involved. And of course, individuals as well. You've got the rehousing issue.
Yes.
People are going to have to make decisions. Who falls into that category? Who will have to be part of this managed retreat? I mean, all of those decisions, it sounds from what you're saying, need to be made now.
Yes, we need to start. We need bespoke attention paid to this. We need particular governance and departments that will focus on this and use us in academia to guide them in that way, because we are experts in this area.
Mm-hmm. Now, we also see, and we've seen this most recently in Australia with the tropical cyclone, which softened as it moved to the coast. But surfer's paradise. I mean, that's lost, isn't it?
Yeah, but don't forget that certain coastlines actually have an inherent resilience. Do you remember the story in Achill Island where the beach disappeared?
Yes.
A few years ago, came back.
Mm-hmm.
So all that's happening is, and particularly along Ireland's coastline, because it's all in bays and all of these crenulated coastlines, the sediment might go from a beach, but it only goes out 100 yards and another storm would bring it back in and replenish it. So there's, if you understand the system and give it enough time to recover, it may naturally heal itself. Paradise, I don't know about specifically about that,
mm-hmm.
but the Australian coastline is also suffering from the same issues with climate change as we are in terms of rising sea level and erosion and
right.
loss of coast.
So if you're saying that the coastline can repair itself,
yes.
The problem here is what we are doing. The problem is with building very close to that coastline and expecting it to behave in the way we want it to behave.
Yeah, no, so this idea that we can control nature, nah. It's too late. It's not anything that can actually be applied anymore. So there are high risk areas for people's dwellings, and they need to be made aware of that.
Okay.